Okay. Let's start a little bit talking about one idea in the topic of Slichos. Again, usually we reserve Tuesday nights, which is Shehi Wednesday night this week, for a discussion in Lumdis of in a Sugi and Gemara, which Beth Hashem we will start after Yontif. We'll be learning Parakeet Sam Nevarchin, Maseches Brachos. Tonight will be not a Lumdis Shir, but a Shir about an important topic of something that relates to us, something that we're going to start in a couple of days. And being that Rosh Hashanah is just a week away from tonight, we're all going to be standing on Yom HaDin, so it behooves us to start preparing for in various ways. Motzi Shabbos, we will talk a little bit before Slichus in Yoni Musar, in Yoni Machshava, about Slichus, and we will talk about how to somehow try to inspire our behavior to get ready to meet the Borei Olam. Now we'll talk about a more of a halachic issue that the Achronim discuss, and we'll see if we get to other ideas in Slichas as well. But tonight's topic will be something I don't think that we ever touched on before. And let's first see the sources. Shulchan Aruch Hasim in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, the beginning of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, quotes the minhag of saying Slichas. Noagim lakum ba'ashmores lomar Slichas v'sachrunim. The minhag is to wake up early in the morning to say Slichos. Me Rosh Chodesh Elul ve'eluch ad Yom HaKippurim. From Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. Right? A month, not more than a month. 40 days. 40 days for Sfardim, you know, they're hardcore. You know, you got 40 days of slichas. We walk around like zombies for a few days, and we think that it's how do you do this? But you know, the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, it's a whole month's worth. Hagah. Uminag b'nei Ashkenaz ain't okay. The Rama quotes that the b'nei Ashkenaz do not say slichas for an entire month. Ella mirosh chodesh ve'elech. From Rosh Chodesh, what do we do? Maschilim letzkoach haratila shachris. Okay, we could all handle that. Yeah, the shofar after shachris every day. V'yesh mekoma shetokin gamkin arvis. Interesting, right? Some places also blow out arvis. Does that really mean nighttime? Or others say it means mincha time. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he was asked that a tzibur didn't have a shofar one morning. They didn't have a shofar in shul. And then at mincha time, they got a shofar. So should they blow by mincha time? So Moshe says, yeah, why not? They used to blow at night anyway. So their Moshe, you don't know what Arvis here means. So it's Chovis, it doesn't say Davka by Shachris that you have to blow. So therefore, it could even be done in the afternoon. But Va'omdin Ba'ashmores, Lomar Slichos, B'yom Echad, Shelefnei Rosh Hashanah. We start saying Slichos on the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. Sunday in Halacha means Motzei Shabbos. That's why we all say Motzei Shabbos this week. Again, in there's an extra kiyum to do it at late Motzei Shabbos, early Sunday morning, because of one of the slichas on Motzei Shabbos that we say, right? B'motzoi menucha kitam nucha tchila. If it's kitam nucha, we hurried to say early to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why dafka, you have to say it late at night or early in the morning. V'chal Rosh Hashanah bezo gimel, az v'schilim miyom gimel shavua, miyom alef shavua shalafanav. Okay, so if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday or Monday, we start the week before. This year we have the shorter slichas period, because Rosh Hashanah is on Wednesday night, again a week from tonight, so we're going to say Slichos for those few days, starting with Motzei Shabbos. This is the source for saying Slichos. Lomar Slichos. Interesting. We even call it, we're going to say Slichos. What about Davin Slichos? What about Ask Slichos? We say saying Slichos. The Shulchan Aruch's language is saying Slichos. Lomar Slichos b'sachanunim. Where's the source of saying Slichos? This is a Gemara, which is codified by a Rambam. Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, something that we've touched on, and we'll touch upon again. Every time we say Slichos, we should think of this Gemara. V'yavar Hashem al-panav v'yikra, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Imali mikra kasubi efshal ha'omro. Or not for the pasuk that alluded to the following, it would be a heresy for us to even say such a thing. Melameid shenis'ati v'akadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur, Hashem kaviyochol wrapped himself like a chazin, in a talis, the herololah Moshe say the tefillah, and showed Moshe say the tefillah, showed him how to daven. Omar lo, he said to him, again this is based on the pasuk after the part of Sechet HaEgel, Kol Zman Yisrael Chotin, whenever Bnei Yisrael sin, Ya'asu lefanai keseder hazeh v'ani mochel lahem. They should do this seder in front of me and I will mochel to them. All the Bali Moser say that it doesn't say Yagid lefanai, can say the Razet. It's Yasu lefanai, meaning we have to do the Yud Gimel Midos. Not just say the Yud Gimel Midos, which is important, but we also have to act like the Yud Gimel Midos. Hashem, 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 who kodim shiachta ha'adam, v'anihu shlachar shiachta ha'adam, yasa tshuva. Hashem is unchanging. We're the ones that changed. Kavach ha'machanan, finishing up. Amar of Yehuda, bris krusel l'shoshes yemidos sh'neinon chozres reka. Where the shoshes yemidos are never returned empty-handed, Kodesh Baruch Hu always responds in kind. This is the source of slichos, that we say the Yud Gimel Midos over and over and over again, because that's what we know works. That's the root, the ikar of all the slichos. And the Rambam writes this also in Hilchos Tshuva. Again, saying slichos is an ancient minhag. It's quoted here in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam says it too. The beginning of the Rambam, Afal Pi, source 3, Shetekiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah Gzeiras HaKasuv, even though blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a, why do you blow shofar? Because it says in the Torah, blow shofar. Remez Yeshbo, obviously it's not one of those mitzvos that are chukim. You know, you can give to Amim, as we've given in the past, for shofar. Klomar, Uber Yishenim Yishinaschem, Benerdamim Hikisu Mitardimaschem. So hopefully we'll get back to Shabbat Shuva, sleepwalking through life. Wake up from your sleep, and Hakitzu Mitardei Maschem, the shofar is supposed to awaken us. V'chipsu b'maaseichem v'chazu b'tshuva, check your actions, do tshuva, v'zichro barachem, remember Hashem, Elo ha-shochachim as ha-emes b'havle ha-zman, these are those who forget the emes in the hevel of time, v'shogim kol she'nasam b'hevel v'rika shelo yov v'lo yatzil, they waste their time, etc. Skip down a couple of more lines. A person, the Rambam continues, should always see himself as half zakai, half chayiv, and the whole world is half zakai, half chayiv. The end of line 7. Umipnei inyin zeh, nohagu kol beis Yisrael, laharbos bitstaka, ubamaisim tovim, vilasok bemitzvos, me rosh hashanah vad yom kippurim, yeser b'chol hashanah. Right, because we want to tip the scale, so we are knowing to do Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim extra during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, even though those are really technically the following year. Right, really, Seres Yimei Tshuva, this year is going to be Tevshin Samaches. But that's the magic of the Seres Yimei Tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, really, these 10 days are like a limbo period. They're next year, but they're not really next year. They could have effects on the previous year. Really, the year's over, a week from tonight. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I give you a 10-day extension period. You always get a built-in 10-day extension period. V'nagu kulam, you don't even have to file. You get it automatically. V'nagu kulam lakum balayla ba'asara yamim elu. The minhag is to get up at night. Lakum balayla ba'asara yamim elu. So when you get up next week, it's pitch black outside. You know, think of this Rambam. The Rambam did it too. The minhag is to get up early. In these 10 days, he doesn't talk about before Rosh Hashanah, interesting, just says 10 days, ulespalo vateknasios bedivri tachnunim vikivushim ad sheyer hayom. And you daven until it gets light. Fine. Wonderful. Yeah. Right, so what's the makar for 30 days? That's quoted in earlier sources. I don't remember what the earlier source was. But I think it's Rishonim.
Also, the Rambam mentions here that the shofar about waking up.
Right.
Doesn't the Gemara say that Hashem says blow shofar
to
remember the aisle?
Right. Shofar is right. Tamlichuni Malchias Zechronos shofar. Malchias to make me your king. Zechronos so I remember the aisle. Ubameh b'shofar. So there are ultimately it's a mitzvah. It's the cause. That's an agadata. What's it connected to? Yeah, Mike.
As an aside, I was always wondering. I think you may have said it as a slip when you explained the Rambam, you threw it about learning Torah. He doesn't say that. He says about tzedakah, ma'aseh tovim, and to do mitzvahs.
Okay.
I just wondered, why tshuva tefillah of tzedakah, ma'aseh tovim, and how about Talmud Torah?
Right, what about Talmud Torah? So it's interesting, the poskim say that at this time of year we should even learn a little less, and we should substitute davening. Meaning, if it's a choice between davening and learning, right. Sometimes davening even wins, even if it means that let's say you have a seder. Remember, Talmud called me a couple of years ago. So he had a seder for an hour before davening, like 5:30 in the morning, 5:30 to 6:30, and then 6:30 he davened. So he said, now we could either have the seder and then daven regular, or he has to like 15 minutes seder and then have slichas. This time of year, you got to do slichas. This time of year is a special time. Even. To a certain level, slicha. If you make it up in another time of day, so then it's better. But slichas, I don't want to call it mevatel Talmud Torah. I would say doche. It's a higher value at this time
of
year.
In the case of your student, we only have X amount of hours in the day.
Right. Slichas. Slichas wins. That's what the poskim say. Slichas.
How come they don't say in general? It's never brought down about learning Torah, you know, during this time.
Right, you should be mechazik and everything. Rabbi Chazik
and... I'm saying the tshuva tefillah is stuck,
right? Right, part of tshuva, you could say, is Talmud Torah. But you're right. Yeah. Talmud Torah is not... Talmud Torah is focused on all year. Right, at this time of year, you need more direct hatzalah. General learning is always, but specific, direct hatzalah are these things. Right. When you have a chola, you don't gather to have a shir and then have a mishaberach. Right. There's a special kol. That's tehillim. Tehillim is a special koach that David HaMelech built into it. That Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's tefillah. It's a form of tefillah. But tefillah is, but you're right. This is a relationship between tefillah and Talmud Torah. It's also an interesting topic. Yeah.
You're going to cover whether or not you can say
slichas
at night.
Whether you can say slichas at night, I'll mention it at the end. We'll see how much time we have left. But again, I think I've made my feelings known in the past, but I'll make them known again. Exactly. Not my feelings. The Mepharshim's feelings. I'm not biased. I could show me a source that says you could say it at that time. Okay, we'll get to that a little later. Okay, so we're going to discuss one specific detail in Slichas. Just as an introductory note, even before we get into it, we say every morning in Eilu Dvarim that Iyun Tefillah is something that gives us Olam Hazeh and also gives us Olam Haba. Keren Kayemeth Olam Haba. And Iyun Tefillah, Tosas already points out, and others, that does not mean, you know, looking through davening during davening. During Chazaras HaShatz, I'm going to look at it. Oh, what does this tefillah mean? That's not the time to do it. Iyun tefillah, the good Iyun tefillah means sitting down when I'm not davening and analyzing davening and thinking about what the words mean. Because the more I do that, the more davening means to me. If I go through life not knowing what Yehi Chavod talks about, I'm not going to realize the beauty of it because I never prepared. If I don't know a thing about baseball and I go to a baseball game, it's meaningless to me. It could be the World Series. It's meaningless to me. I see a bunch of people jumping around. It's meaningless. The only way to get something out of Slichas is to put in time a little bit beforehand. Tonight we're going to talk about one specific halacha within Slichas, one topic. But the best thing to do is 5 to 10 minutes every night next week, just look through what we're going to say the next morning. It's three paragraphs besides the Kel Melech Yosheh. It's three paragraphs. The following week is five paragraphs. At least the two of the paragraphs, just to get an idea, the Art Scroll, Machzorim, Slichas, whatever one has, just to look at the Slichas to see what the topics are going to be. They're going to say it too fast anyway at the Minyan, but at least the lines that we say, the more we prepare for it and look into it, the more we can get out of Slichas. So again, it's usually, you know, something that we just zoom through and try to make it through. But really, Slichas were written by the Rishonim. Written by the Rishonim, many of them. So it's really something that, if we have time, even one paragraph, the Pizmon, the night before, that would be something that would be make it more meaningful to Slichas. I'm going to mention on Shabbos, if I remember, you know, it would be a good idea to do that with the Rosh Hashanah Machzor as well. You know, not just Slichas, but about the Machzor, not to just crack it open the morning of Rosh Hashanah, you know, for the first time. You know, that's not how we prepare. Okay, so let's get into the question of tonight. And that is, there are certain slichos, not most of them, but a good number of them, that seem to be addressed not to God. They are addressed to malachim. The most famous one, where this topic comes up, is after tachnun, every day, at the end of slichos, is the piyut of machnisei rachamim. Machnisi Rachamim, which has a beautiful tune. Machnisi Rachamim, Hachnisu Rachameinu L'fnei Bala Rachamim. The Machnisi Rachamim, who does that mean? Those who bring, you don't have it in front of you, I'm reading it from a Slichas now. Those who bring Rachamim in front of Hashem, Hachnisu Rachameinu L'fnei Bala Rachamim. Please bring Rachmanus in front of the Bala Rachamim. Mean, help us out. Bring our Tfilos up there. Mashmiei Tfilah, those who hear Tfilos, the Yumalachim, Hashmiu tefilaseinu l'fnei shomea tefila. Right, bring our tefilas. Mashmiu tzaka, those who hear screaming. Hashmiu tzaka se l'fnei shomea tzaka. Machnisei dima. These are all names of malachim. The ones who bring tears to Hashem. Take my tears and bring them up to Hashem. Hishtadlu. We're talking in plural here. Not to Hashem. Hishtadeh. Hishtadlu v'harbu tchina ubakasha. Please try and daven. L'fnei melech kel rambin isa. Daven in front of Hashem, we need you. Hazkiru lefanav, remind him. Hashmiu lefanav, Torah, Maisim Tovin, Shoshachni Afar. Remember, tell him, remember what we're doing down here. Remember we're learning. Remember we're, you know, all the good stuff that we're doing. Yizkar avasam, he should remember, then we get off. That is said every single day. Another one we say it both in the Slichas and we say it on Yom Kippur. We say it by Ne'ilah, I think, and that's the Yud Gimel Midos. Right? We talk to the Midas Harachimim, Aleinu Hiskalgali, remember the exact Lashon, but again, we're talking to the Malachim. We're talking to certain forces out there, not directly to Hashem. The question is this appropriate? Yeah. It's in all the Slichas. Is this something that is controversial or not? We don't find too many times that we talk to Malachim. We find in the Torah sometimes, the question is that a precedent? We're in the Torah, right? Yaakov Avinu. What did Yaakov do? Right? He fought with a Malach, and afterwards, towards the end of the conversation, he says, Barcheini, give me a bracha. That's pretty amazing. Right? He asked the Malach for a bracha. Okay, it's the first time you have the sort of going to somebody for a bracha. Right, you go for a tzaddik to a rebbe for a bracha. He went to a malach for a bracha. Okay, but he didn't daven to him. He didn't daven to him. Here we're davening to malachim. This question is that, is there anything wrong with that?
He was just asking them to bring your two.
Okay, you're davening to them to help. You're not davening that. You're davening to them to help you. You know, help me out. Help me out. Bring my tefillas.
It's not like you're praising them like you pray the first baruch hu down. Maybe you're just asking, do me a favor, bring me in front of. You know, go in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and down for me. Just like when you go to a tzaddik to give you a bracha, or you go to basically.
Okay, so is that okay, so Baruch Hashem. So what did Michael say? He got us right into it. Just like, right, whenever somebody says just like, you always have to be mdaik. Right, when the Rambam says a halacha, that's one thing. But if he says kashem, right, so Michael just said it, the kashem of Michael. Just like you go to a tzaddik, right, to give you to daven for you, so too you go to a malach. No difference. Or yes, difference. Yeah.
So don't you have to be very careful when you go to a kaver or something that you're not diving to that person, you're diving to them?
Oh,
just chus that person.
So we're going to talk about that. Where did that come from? What did you just say? You said you daven beschus that person to Hashem, which is, I might add, not the minhag of what most people do. Right? We have to talk about whether that's right or not, but most people, we'll see what's Gemara is, most, I think, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, of whether, no matter what your background is, if Rahmanul Islam, you go to a kever, you daven to the nifter. You talk to the nifter, to a family member, to a relative. That's the minhag. Even though we're going to see, where does it say that, you know, you should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'schus the nifter, but the minhag of Klal Yisrael seems to be you daven to the nifter. So now we have three possibilities, right? We have davening to Malachim, and Michael said davening to Malachim, but davening to a tzaddik, davening to a malach. Not to a tzaddik. Just like you go to a tzaddik to ask to help me out, so too there's no difference between that and going to a malach to help you out. And what about going to a niftar? Is that better, worse, or the same? Yeah. Does it make a difference? Right? Does it make a difference if it's a relative or it's a tana? Right? I could give you 25,000 people that are going somewhere for Rosh Hashanah. Right? That I think they feel that there's some type of schus. Yeah.
Power in that quote malach or nifter or rebbe is just davening on your behalf or discuss that person. I mean, there are very, very great fine lines over here. That's
right. So we have to know exactly what is suggested, what should be done, what shouldn't be done, and what are the minhagim. Okay, so there are many achronim that are against saying machnisei rachamim. There are those, and if you probably look in most machzarim, sometimes it says yesh omrim, you know, do whatever your minhag is. But there are a number of achronim that say machnisei rachamim is inappropriate, and they base it on the shitas haRambam. What Rambam? You would have guessed any rishon that would be against it would probably be the Rambam. So the Rambam in source number 4, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, can pass one, got one. Pirush Mishnayis in Maseches Sanhedrin in Perek Yud. No, I have one. It's fine. Perek Yud, which is the Hakdama to Perek Chelek, where the Rambam has the 13 principles of faith, which were then shortened into the Ani Mamins. So in number 5, the Rambam says, HaYisod HaChamishi, source 4, Yisod Chamishi, fifth Yisod, Shehu Yit'aleh, Hu Asher Ro'i La'avdo, Ulromamo, Hashem is the one who is fit to serve and to praise, Ulafarsim Gedulaso U'mashma'ato, and to publicize his greatness. V'ein osin kein l'masha l'mata mimenu b'mitzius min ha-malachim v'ha-kochavim v'ha-galgalam v'ha-yisodos v'chom ha-shomor kemehen. We don't do this to any other forces below HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Angels, stars, other celestial spheres. Lafisha kula mutba in bepu'ulosayem. All of them are fixed in their orbits, let's say. Ein lahem shilton velo bechira ela ritzono yis'ala. They have no power or bechira, except Hashem. Ve'ein osin osam emtsa'im lahagia bohem elav. What does that line mean? We shouldn't make them intermediaries to get to him. Seems pretty explicit. The ain osin osam emsaim lahagia bahem elav. Ella klapov yitale yechavnu amachshavos v'yanichu kol mashazulaso. Focus on him, capital H, and leave everything else. The Rambam seems pretty clear, and based on this Rambam, the Maharal Miprag says, I do not think that you should be saying Machnise Rachamim. Says the Maharal in the next source, and then Moshe will take the question. Havo anu noagim lomar Machnise Rachamim, Machnise Rachameinu, v'nei bala Rachamim, v'ein, he's quoting, v'ein zera'ui. Says the Maharal, I do not think that this is correct. Ki dover ze ki ilu mispalel el malachim. It's like you're bobbing to angels. Sheachnise Rachameinu, v'lo masanu ze. Right? You never find this. You're not supposed to go to angels. Yeah.
What the Rambam said, isn't that the inherent definition of what a Bozozar is?
What is a... Well, the Rambam,
is
if you would...
Is davening to someone... Bozozar is not necessarily davening to someone that has the power to do something. It's davening to something that acts as a shliach for you. It acts as intermediary.
Right, so according to this Rambam, you might say that that is part of Avodah Zarah. Correct, the intermediary. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam writes, what's the history of Avodah Zarah? That's how real Avodah Zarah happened. They started with the intermediaries, and then they forgot that they were intermediaries. They just thought that that was the end and the goal itself, and not even just the shliach. That's how Avodah Zarah started. But the Rambam seems to be clear that you can't even make it in an emsoi lahagia b'hem elav. And therefore, the Maharal says it is inappropriate to dive into the angels. The Chasam Sofer as well, yeah. Chasam Sofer as well, yeah.
I thought the ego was about not that they thought it was anything besides an intermediary, but they were still punished for that.
Ah, so you might say that is even the problem of whether the whole Chet Egel. What was the Chet Egel? They didn't believe in Hashem. They believed in Hashem. Most of the Pashas is they were looking. They wanted another Moshe. Another Moshe. They knew Moshe wasn't God. What did they need another Moshe for? They needed another person to help them out. Help them out. Malach, help me out. No, Hashem's going to take care of it. So maybe that was even the pshat, the root problem. Again, many got a shear in it, I think, of the Chet Egel. But that was part of the problem of the Chet Egel. Avi? Oh, so what about Shalom Aleichem? I was waiting for that, but Shalom Aleichem. So Shalom Aleichem... You're not davening. Baruchuni l'shalom. So Rav Chaim Yivalajin did not say Baruchuni l'shalom. He left that one out. Right, Shalom, he said, Shalom Aleichem Bo'achem. I've heard people that leave out Seischem. They don't want them to go. That's more of an emotional decision, not a halachic decision. But they're a bit busy. We're hogging them. You know, they have other houses to go to. But Seischem l'shalom, Baruchuni l'shalom, Rav Chaim Yivalajin, they say, did not say because of this issue as well. The problem is, what do you do with Yaakov Avinu? Right, Yaakov Avinu says, "Give me a bracha." You got to say that was somewhat different. That type of bracha was a different kind of bracha. You know, so that is. But this is the shita of the Maharal based on the Rambam, and this is also the shita of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer in source number 6 quotes this Maharal. Interesting, the Chasam Sofer is the basis for many Hasidic practices. And yet here, you know, one would think that, oh, Machnis HaRachamim, you know, in general, you might have said, without looking at the sources, that the Hasidim will be more flexible in terms of these types of issues. But the Chasam Sofer, we'll get to who the Mekilim are, but the Chasam Sofer here does not agree. Chasam Sofer quotes the Maharal from Netiv Avodah that we saw, Shemiyein lomar piyut Machnis HaRachamim, he didn't like it, She'in lanu im ha-malachim klum, ki im Hashem alokeinu shemiya kol tefila, Hashem listens to us. And he quotes... there's Niskasha, I call us Svaram Sivri Nevi'im Malayim, Vatef Lidros Hashem Lahis Palel, Vainsarf Laharich, Tamati, line 4. Halo Agon Anal Nishmar Mizeb, Oso Perak Toka de Dibur, Vyanki Dvarf Stumingsas Al Kena Farish. Let me explain. Let me explain something, says the Chazam Sofer. Ki derech lahamid melitz bein melech lehedyot, kishe'ena hedyot chashuv v'safun lefnei hamelech. When do you need an intermediary? When the, you're going to see the king, and you, the visitor, is not a chashuv person. You know, this is what we call protexia. You don't have protexia, so you need somebody to get you in. You need somebody to get you in, says the Chazam Sofer. Oh, you can't speak properly. You need somebody to act as a meturgamon in order to get your words across. V'ya'an Yisrael lifnim mimalachei hashareis. And we know the Jewish people are on the inside of the circle, even closer in from the malachim. Right, who said that? Where do we know that from? Bilam. Rashi quotes in Parshas Balak. That Bilam said, Bilam, based on a pasuk, I forgot the pasuk, Bilam said, though he sees the Jewish people are even in close. V'einam tzrichem melech l'vnei ohavam yisparach shemo. Right? They don't need anybody in between. V'hu mekabel b'sever panim yafas. Hashem smiles at us. Afilu b'lashon halagim v'gimkum. Even though we can't speak properly, we're human, finite being. God Shemaruch Hu listens to our tefillus. Imkein, so what are we doing? We're asking a malach to go and bring our tefillus? What do we need the malach for? What do we need the malach for? It's the Chazab Sofer. We're on better terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach, Kol Yisrael, aye. But now he adds, what about going to another tzaddik? What about going to another person? That's different. Going to another person is different than a malach. Well, we'll get back to this later, but let's just do it now because we're here. Ach, Kol Yisrael, shutafim, viguf echad. V'nefesh echad. All the Jews are one unit. Right? They're one guf. They're one body. U'kishe echad mitzta'er, gan chaveru mitzta'er v'imo mitzar. Right? If I go to a tzaddik, now he's in pain. He's davening for himself. He's just davening for me. We're all one body. We're all one guf. Right? That's the basis of the halachic principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. Let's say I made kiddush already. How can I make kiddush for you? I made kiddush already. I was yotzei already. You can't make kiddush for somebody who's not mechuyev b'davar. So how can I make kiddush for you? The answer is, if you didn't make Kiddush, there's a chisaron in me. Chisaron in me. That's how the Rishonim explain. Yatsa motzi. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. Because we're all one goof. V'yal davar zeh amispalach haver tzor sheyech la'atzmo olav. If you daven for somebody, you got to feel part of his pain. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, it's not appropriate to daven to the malachim. Uludevri agon anal, line 11. Gam pizbon malachi rachamim v'slichu yud gimon midos. As I mentioned before, the Yud Gimel Midos day, which is we say on Yom Kippur and we say in Slichot, you shouldn't say. Mikom makom, interesting, says the Chasam Sofer. Anu omrim im hatzibur hein kel kabir lo yamas v'dalogo alai ahava. Ach machnisei rachamim darki laharich benefilas apayim. Ad shehigia shliach tzibur l'shomer Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, what does he do? He just says a long tachnun. So by the time he's finished, they're up to Shomer Yisrael. So nobody realizes that he's not saying Machnisei Rachamim. So what's interesting about that is, he was the Chasam Sofer. He could have been Mevatel it in his shul. I'm the Chasam Sofer. Don't say it. It's wrong. So it's amazing that he wasn't Mevatel it, even though he didn't say it himself. He had made a set a long tachnun. A lot of messages we can learn from there. Don't make a big deal about it. If he knows other people will do it, want to do it, okay, you know, you don't have to say it. You know, don't show everybody that you're not doing it, you know, privately. Just have a long tachnun. But the Chasam Sofer follows B'derach Maharal, based on the Rambam, that it is inappropriate to say Machnisei Rachamim. I'm not sure. When was the first instance? Who wrote Machnisei Rachamim? You can check it here. I have the slichas here. You can look it up. I'm not sure exactly who wrote, when it was from. I'm not sure when it was from. But we'll see. It was either even already. I think some of the Rishonim already quote. Yeah, as we'll see, Shibali Aleka towards the end. It's one of the Rishonim. He already quotes Machnisei Rachamim. So some of the Rishonim already said it. Oh, what about? Is there any difference? We'll get to the Mekilim in a few minutes. But there are those, what Moshe mentioned before, that say it's the same idea, not just by Malachim, but also by Niftarim. You want to go to another person, fine. A tzaddik, a rabbi, I don't think there's anybody who will say you can't go to a tzaddik to help daven for you. Right? Well, saying tehillim for somebody. That's muska makol. Even the Rambam would agree to that. Well, because
you're not daven to the person.
Right. Right. You go to somebody, please daven for me. Daven for me. Give me. Not the, give. So.
But
that's what the Chasam Sofer says, that once you tell him about it, he's sick too. And it hurts him, and he davens. So says the Mishnah Brura, says the Mishnah Brura in source number 9, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the idea of going to Kvaris in Elul, and going to Kvaris on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but the Mishnah Brura says, make sure you know what to think. It's exactly almost verbatim what you said before. The Beisai, why do you go to Beis HaKvaris? Just go to Shul. The Beis HaKvaris, who makom menuchas ha-tzadikim, that is the place, the resting place of the tzadikim, via tefila niskabla sham yoser. Tefila is mekubal there. Why? Ach, al yasim magamato neged hamesim, ach yevakish me Hashem yizbarach, sheyitin al avrachamim bischus ha-tzadikim shochnei afar. Says the Mishnah Brura, when you go there, this is a Mishnah Brura now, this is not a collector's item shita. This is the Mishnah Brura's normative behavior for Klal Yisrael. He says when you go to a Beis HaKvaris, you should daven to a Kaddish Baruch Hu b'schus tzadikim. He doesn't say you can't talk to the Niftarim. You can't talk to the Niftarim. But he does not mention the idea that many say and suggest, you know, he should be a Melech Yosher, he should daven for us, and which is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. For everybody to say that, the Mishnah Brura doesn't say that. The Mishnah Brura seems to be going b'derech, you know, everything that we've set up until now, and that is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah?
You have to mention this, so as an aside, in general, when you go to, let's say, to the Kfar, before Yom Narayim, are you supposed to go Dafka now before Hashanah? Or is it better to go between Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
When is the time? It depends on your minhag.
So no, it's not like one time.
Whenever, Beis HaKfaris Shilohs are usually extra halachic. You know, how many shailas a Rav gets about pregnant women going to Levayas and to Beis HaKvaris? It's probably once a week. You know, it's one of the most common shailas many times are not halachic. And there's really no answer to those questions. You know, it's like, you know, it's not halacha, so you can't really answer those questions. But again, there is a minhag, but again, if there's a tzorich and there's a mitzvah to go to a Levaya, and, you know, if it's an Ashes Kohen, there's a separate shaila, Svek Sveka, whether maybe it's a boy inside, and Ashes Kohen, so, that's outside of whatever you want to do is fine. Whatever you want to do is fine. There is though defenses for Machnisei Rachamim. Number one, and talking to the Niftarim. First of all, look what everybody does. Pukhazi. You know, everybody's wrong. Everybody's against this Mishnah Brura. We all say it should be every Levaya you go to. It should be a Melech Yosher for the family and for the Klal Yisrael and for the whole community. We all say that. We all say this. There's got to be something. At least the Niftarim, that's the Minog. Okay, can't say the Minog, all of us, the Malachim. But at least in the Niftarim, there's a Minog.
The difference between the Levaya, where the person and the soul is still there.
Okay. Okay, so you might say Levaya is different. You might say Levaya is different because we know until after the Kfura, the person is semi still there. Yeah? So that might be different in a Chinami. But there are also, yeah?
Just what people do. I mean, there's a psychological.
Okay, right. There is a psychological, emotional element here too. Correct. You might say that this is got to get over it. Got to get over it. And this is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this is now you can use the zechuyos of the neshama, but you can't use them anymore. So you're right. But there are many gemaras as well that pashtus. I gave you a piece of it afterwards. But there's a beautiful tshuva of the Minchas Elazar, the Munkash Rebbe, that lists off about 15 gemaras that seem to say. Talk about people davening to Mesim directly. Not Malachim, but Niftarim directly. Gave you a few of them. Says the Gemara in Mesechas Tainus on source number 10. Lama Yotzin L'Beis HaKvaris. Why is it that on communal fast days that they used to have for rain, why did they go out to cemeteries? Why did they go out to cemeteries? Machlokas. Pligi Bar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama Rabbi Chanina. Machlokas. Chad Omar Harei Anu Chashuvin L'Fanecha K'Mesim. One was to help us remember the feeling, Hashem, we're like Mason to you. Give us some rain, but we're like Mason. We have no zchuyos, but give it to us anyway. So we want to get the feeling. Go to Mason, so we get the feeling like Mason. The Chad Amar, Kadeshi Yavakshu Aleinu Mason Rachamim. Simple translation. So the Mason ask Rachmanis for us. That's the Pasha, the simple translation of the words. Yavakshu Aleinu Mason Rachamim. Right, the Gemara just, by the way, asks, what's the nafkamina? Could you go to a non-Jewish cemetery? You could get the feeling of Mason there, but you're not Yispal Ale Rachamim. The Gemara seems to say pretty explicitly that, you know, this is something that can be done. A, another Gemara, yeah?
It says he's diving at the cemetery.
Okay, but it says Kadesha Yavakshu Aleinu Mesam Rachamin. Okay, so that's what the Maharal says. Maharal says you didn't say a word here. It's not explicitly that you're talking to them. You can get out of this Gemara, right? Milchas Alazar. This Gemara is not a machria. That's not okay. You can reread this Gemara, but then there are other Gemaras that is pretty hard to reread. Visu, source 11, a Gemara in Tainus that you might remember from the Daf. Rabbi Mani Bere Havi Kametzari Le Debe Nasiya. Rav Mani was being bothered and pestered by certain people of the house of the Nasi. Ishtatach HaKever Davua, he went to his father's kever. Omar Le, Abba Abba, Haini Mitzaruli. He said, Abba, these guys are causing me such sorrows. I guess he didn't daven explicitly, he just went to him and cried to him. These guys are giving us such sorrows. Yom Achad Havi Kachalav Hasam. One time, these people who caused him such sorrows were riding by past the kever on their horse. In Kukara Desus Vasaihu, the horse's feet, as if there was quicksand, got stuck and didn't move past the kever. Ad the Kabilu Alayo Deloka Mitzayerli, until they accepted upon them not to be Mitzayer of money anymore, and then the horse started moving. So again, says the Menchaz Alazar, it seems like he said, talk to his father, help me out here. Now, he not even ask Hashem, but he said, Dad, I need some help. You don't even need Rav Mani. You don't have to go farther than Kalev ben Yefune. We know a little bit of it, part of this Gemara from the Rashi. Right? Nishtatech, if you remember, Kalev, the Gemara says, went to Chevron before the Meraglim. Nishtatech al Kever Avosav. That's what Rashi says. He went to Kever Avos, so that one that doesn't tell us so much. But look at the source of Rashi. Look at the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Daled, source number 12. Vayalu vanega vayavo ad Chevron. They went up in the south. They came. Vayalu vanega vayavo ad Chevron. Says thing where vayavo umi boile. What do you mean? It says they went up and then he came to Chevron. What changed from the they to the he? So Amar Rava Malamed Shapirish Kalev Me'atas Meraglim. So what do you learn from here? That it was a singular, that Kalev left the group of the Meraglim, Vahalach Vinishtatech al Kivri Avos. And he went and Davin the Kever Avos. Now Gemara, Amar Lahan, Avosai, Bakshu Alai Rachamim, She'einatzel Me'atas Meraglim. Save me, help me out. Moshe Davin for Yoshua, he didn't Davin for me. Gotta help me out, Avosai. Please help me that I am saved from the eights of the Meraglim. So again, you put all these, each one Gemara, okay, maybe this means this, maybe that means that. Before you start getting a cumulative list, the pashtus of all of these Gemaras is that they were talking to Niftarim. They were talking to Niftarim. And finally, one other Gemara, which again is a question whether you can really bring a riot from such a Gemara. You'll see why. But it's a Gemara that we're all familiar with in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin about Rav Elazar ben Derdaya. Much talked about Gemara at this time of year. What's the story of Rav Elazar ben Derdaya? Amru Alav. We haven't seen it inside in a couple of years. Let's read it inside. Line 1. Amru Alav Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, called Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. Shelo hiniach zona achas ba'olam shelo ba'aleha. There was not one zona in the world that he had not been with. Pam achas shama sheish zona achas b'krachei hayam. One time he hears that there's a zona on the other side of the river. B'hai zona tells kistin arm b'schara. And she takes a whole bag of money for her services. Natal kistinarim v'halach v'avar aleh shivan aharos. He traveled over 7 rivers to get there. Brishas hergol davar hificha. Amra kashem shificha zu ena chazer eslam koma. Kach alezer ben derdaye mekabel nosa b'tshuva. Basically she says, Brishas maisa, there's no way you're doing tshuva, pal. Right? You're, forget it. You are so far gone. She says, Rav Elazar ben Derdaya. Holach v'yoshav. Bein shnei harim mugvaos. All of a sudden, he has a light bulb going in his head. I better stop. He goes between 2 mountains and river and valleys. Amar harim mugvaos bakshu alai rachamim. Ask, daven for me, mountains and valleys. Amru lo ashan bakshim alechem lakash alatzmeinu. Forget what, daven for you. We have daven for ourselves. Right? Because it says the mountains are going to shake when Mashiach comes. Amar shemayim v'aretz. Bakshu alai rachamim. Heavens and earth, daven for me. Amru, they say, no, we have to daven for ourselves. He says, Chama v'levana, sun and moon, daven for me. Again, no, we have to daven for ourselves. At the end, kochavu mazalos, no, we have to daven for ourselves. Last line, Amar, ein hadavar toli elabi, I guess it's up to me. He niach rosho bein birka, v'gav b'mchiyah, ashiyas nishmaso, he puts his head between his legs, and he cries, and he cries, and he cries, until his neshama leaves. Yatsa Baskal v'yamre, and the Baskal goes out and says, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdai mezuman l'chai olam haba. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdai is going to olam haba after a life of sin, but at the end he did shuvah and he's going to olam haba. So this Gemara says that he turned to other beings to daven for him. But correct, exactly. He is Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, but you know he's a big avarian, so you can't really bring a riot from this Gemara. But it goes along with the other Gemaras. But you're right; just this Gemara obviously would not be a riot because we're talking about an avarian here. He's on his way back when he's doing this.
He realized he had down for himself, so it's a proof that
at the end. But on the way back, he was still asking Bach Shalai Rachamim. But at the end, it seems he was never told me. Maybe that's the maskana. The maskana is it was all wrong. It was all wrong, and therefore only a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But either way, these Gemaras, if you don't want to leave out the last one, but the other Gemaras seem to say that davening for niftarim is not so problematic. So the question, yeah. Okay.
The whole thing is a mashal, like being traumatic.
Right, okay, you might say it's just a mashal, but even the graphic nature that the Gemara explains it in, you might say, but you're right, the whole thing is could be a mashal.
Are all these examples, what we said before, all these examples are not praying to all these Nitharim to do something, to give them a bracha, to do something, that's all asking to be shlichim and pray to our Kaddish Baruch Hu.
Right, meaning, and therefore what? I mean, the way the Maharal explained it before is that you can't have any intermediaries. What was he talking to his father for, to help him out?
It's not an intermediary to do anything. It's an intermediary just to request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has all the power.
Uh-huh.
So not investing any power in these intermediaries.
Okay, but even so, the Maharal was against it, even without giving them power. Right? Machnis and Rachamim were saying, please be my shliach. So even there, the Maharal was against it.
Machnis and Rachamim sounds like
Hachnisu rachameinu lefnei ba'al rachamim. So either way, so these sources seem to say that davening to niftarim is not. We'll get back to angels. So, but at least niftarim. So, is there a difference between niftarim and malachim? Is there a difference between those two? At the beginning of the shiur, Michael said no difference. So there, all these sources, none of these sources talk about malachim. Right, we'll see if there is any source that talks about malachim. There'll be one. But these sources don't talk about malachim, they talk about niftarim. So at least niftarim, the poskim, the achronim say, maybe is different. Niftarim. First of all, tzaddikim, when they're alive, we already said are different. But Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, in source 14, even niftarim are more shayach to daven for us than malachim. Says Rav Moshe in source 14, V'gam yeish svar lo marsha adif hilin yizem hamalachim. Niftarim are better. Why? De'me'achar de'hem yadi b'tzara de'inchi b'hai alma. Since niftarim do know of the pain of the people in this world, that's a separate topic, but there's a Gemara in Brachas that talks about that, how much the niftarim know about this world. K'demasek ha'gemara b'brachas. Shalachin mitzarim yizeh gam ba'atzman. They are pained based on what they see in this world. V'shayach shena'orer osam b'vakasha lohem shi'ispalu v'yavakshu mi'yashem yizbarach. She salik atzaras mi aleinu, and therefore it's shayach to say, you know, if you know somebody's going through pain, you daven to the Zayda. Look what's happening. Look what's happening to this person. Daven for them because they're in pain too. They're looking down. V'yav belozesh imitzaran gam ba'atzman. Even if they don't actually are in pain, ha'aleim lachush latzar b'neim v'gam latzar kol Yisrael. They have a responsibility to feel it. V'hamalachim ulay lo mergeshi kol kach b'tzara de'inshi. The malachim are a separate bria. People, neshamas, they feel pain. They feel pain, and therefore, it says Rav Moshe, similar to what the Maharal said before, therefore it's not davening to Niftarim, even directly to Niftarim, against that Mishnah Berurah. Against that Mishnah Berurah has basis. So again, you want to follow the Mishnah Berurah straight, wonderful, but if somebody has the minhag of, you know, davening straight to Niftarim, to ask to be a Melitz Yosher, to ask to daven, you know, obviously not asking, they don't have any power, Chas V'Shalom, by themselves, independently, that is Avodah Zarah. But to say, please daven for us, be a Melitz Yosher, that definitely has basis in the sources.
Rav Moshe, is he saying that this is just a practical difference that Malachim can't help you, so it's not worth it, or is he saying that it's wrong?
I would say the latter. I would say that it's not just that they can't help you, but that it's wrong. So because they're not mitzvah with you, then it shouldn't be done. And just finishing this point, the Menachas Elazar in that same shuva that I alluded to before, in Source 15 says, the only issue with mesim, going to a mace, is doresh el hamesim. What is doresh el hamesim? What's the issue? I gave you the Shulchan Aruch. Look back for a moment. Look back at source number 7. What's doresh el hamesim? The Shulchan Aruch says, ze hamariv atzmo vilon bebeis hakvaros. Kadesha tishra la ruach tuma. Somebody who stars themselves and goes sleeps in the cemetery to try to get the ruach tuma to be chal on him. That's bad news. That's the issur of doresh el hamesim. That's something that is inappropriate. But just to dive into a niftar, to ask Hashem to help you out, says the Minchas Elazar, everybody does that. That's the Minchas of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what he says on line 5 in Source 15. Elavadei Pashit, the Dorish Alameisim Avirak Amar Vatzim Avolam Besak Faris, Kadesh Tishra Alav Ruach Atuma Daika. Right, to have that type of, bring that type of situation to your life. Right, a lot of this relates to the story. Okay, we're not talking about it now so much, but just write it in the notes. The story about at the end of Shmuel Aleph, where Shaul HaMelech brings Shmuel back from the dead. Right, that was obviously something that was. Right, he asked. He said there were no witches in the land. So he says, anybody know of any witches? Nobody said anything because he killed all of them. So then he said, I need one. So finally, his advisor said, yeah, we know one in the forest. He went there, but obviously Chazal say that was a tremendous. Tremendous wrongdoing that he shouldn't have done that, even though it eventually told him what was going to happen. But that was a Doresh El HaMesim type of situation. But when it comes to just davening to a niftar, that is not a problem. So davening to niftarim, many of the poskim say, well, the Mishnah Berurah says what he says based on earlier svarim, but there is basis to be a little more flexible. We haven't though found any Gemara and found any source to explain what. Malachim. That we still have to work out right now. What about Malachim? What about davening to Malachim? So is there any basis of the Maharals against it and the Chassam Sofers against it? But number one, defense for davening to Malachim, it's in the Machzor. Where'd it come from, the Machnisei Rachamim? Most Slichos were written by the Rishonim. So what does it say, the source? Does it say who wrote it?
He doesn't say who wrote it, but he does say it was cited in some Medrash that was not cited. Found in our...
Okay, so it was early. It's still early. Still, Machnisei Rachamim is early. You know, many of the slichos are written by Reb Elazar HaKalir, who is a machlokes Rishonim, whether he was a Rishon or a Tana. Machlokes Rishonim, when Reb Elazar HaKalir lived. Tosas, I think, in Chagiga discusses it. So it was an early source. So they must have felt something. So what exactly and how are we supposed to understand these tefillos? So one way is to say the whole thing is not meant to be taken literally. And that is the opinion of the Mahari Bruna. Mahari Bruna, one of the early Achronim in Source 16, says, Masha Anu Omrim Na Mida Nachona. He's not talking about Machrisei Rachamim. He's talking about the other one. V'chei Midas HaRachamim U'machrisei Rachamim Malachei Ashares Eino Ela Derech Shiflus Va'avdus. You're not really asking the Malachim to help you out. You are just saying something that expresses how low we are. We can't even go directly to Hashem. It's not like we're really asking them literally. It's just derech shiflus va'avdus. Shemedaber b'fnei ha'melech liyoatzov ledaber l'melech. Like you talk to the advisors to ask the king. V'hu bosh b'davar l'karev l'melech. Right? I'm embarrassed. I'm not really asking an emtsa'i, a middleman, in order to go ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm just saying, I'm nothing. It's a derech, I'm misbayish. Right? So Mari Bruna says, really, don't take it so literally. Don't take it so literally. So you're not really talking to Malachim. So if that's what we mean, and this might help us out, by the way, if you're in a minyan that says these tefillos, and you, for some reason, have to say it. Let's say you can't do the Chassam Sofer, say Tachnun long trick. Let's say the Yud Gimel Midos tefillah that everybody says out loud. So if you want to say, okay, I'm not going to say it. No, you can say it. You can even say it. And even if you want to be machmir like the other opinion, just think this. Think like the Mari Bruna. You could say, I'm not really davening to them, but, I'm just saying it derech shiflus. One idea. But this isn't the pashtus of the tefillah. The pashtus of the tefillah is that we're really davening to them. So is there any source that helps us and backs us up? There's a Rashi. Not just anyone, there's a Rashi. What Rashi? Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalet, Surah 17, Reish Lakish Omer, Kol ha-ma'ameitz atzmo b'tfilo milamata in lotzar milamala. Reish Lakish says, if you really push yourself in davening, you're going to get rid of all your tzaris. Next line. Rabbi Yochanan Omer. La'olam yevakish adam rachamim sheyihu hakol ma'amtsin es kocho. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you should always ask for rachamim sheyihei hakol ma'amtsin es kocho. That everybody strengthens you. Sheyihei hakol ma'amtsin es kocho. What does that mean? Ma'amtsin es kocho. That who should be ma'amitz you? Rashi, next source. Sheyisayuhu malachei hashareis levakesh rachamim. Rashi says it beferish. What does it mean? What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? That you should daven for rachamim. Sheyeh b'hakom ma'amtsin es kocho. That the malachim should help levakesh rachamim. So, anyone who wants to say machlis rachamim, there's a Rashi. Rashi seems to say this is not the only way to read the Gemara. The Meiri has a different way of reading the Gemara. He says it means friends. It doesn't mean malachim. But there's a Rashi at least that seems to say that davening to the angels is based on a Gemara. And the Shibala Heleket as well says the same thing in Source 19. Also one of the Rishonim that it is something that is allowed. The question is though, so what do you do with the Rambam? But there's a Machlokas Rashi Rambam. I'd rather not say that. So is there any way to explain the minhag of Machlisi Rachamim, even according to the Rambam? So it's interesting. I heard a tape last year. I'm not sure, Menachem, maybe you gave it to me. I got a CD from Rav Asher Weiss, who gave a shiur on this topic about Machlisi Rachamim and talking to the angels. And he quoted a chiddush. So I'm like, okay, wonderful. I have a sefer at home, Kamotzi Shalal Rav, on Inyani Yav, right here, Yomim Noraim. And he quotes many contemporary mafarshim on different topics. So I looked in here if he had anything on my topics. He said, "Machlis Rachamim Slichas." So I looked in. So he has a piece from Rashi Weiss. He has a chiddush, the same chiddush. It says on the bottom, "Mipia Shmua." I bet here the same shir I did, right? "Mipia Shmua." "Mipia Shmua." I heard it in the shir. That's so he quotes here in Kamotzi Shal Rav. He quotes Rav Asher Zelig Weiss, Rav Asher Weiss, Minchas Asher, that even the Rambam never meant. You had that one line about Emsoi. But if you read the whole paragraph of the Rambam, what's the Yesod HaChamishi? Look back for a minute. What does the Rambam mean? The Rambam says that what is the Yesod HaChamishi? You can't serve, praise, talk about the godless of somebody other than Hashem. The Kochav and the Mazalos. Connecting directly to them, ascribing to them certain powers. That's what the Rambam means. Accepting them as beings who could do something. He says, he quotes the Rambam, and he says, line 6, Kol Mizbonin Yirin Achocha. Everybody who reads the Rambam can see, She'ikr Yisod Zehu Shalom Lavod L'Koach Acher Zula Asiz Baruch Shemo. The ikr is not to serve anybody else, anything else. But if you're serving Hashem, you're right, this could lead to problems. You got to be careful. The beginning of Avodah Zarah started like this. But per se, it wouldn't be a problem. Even though, you're right, he has that extra line, you want to say, exactly. So if you just take that line out of the Ein Osen Osam Emsaim Lagiva Emelav, you're right. You're right. That line seems to knock out even this topic. That's what the Maharal must be saying. But Rav Asher Weiss must be understanding that you have to read the whole Rambam as a unit. So for that approach, you can say even the Rambam might agree to that. Machlis Rachamim, even though the Pashas, the Maharal, the Chasam Sofer did not agree. They felt that the Rambam would be against Machlis Rachamim. Yeah.
Not necessarily that I bring the Rambam from Musaf Skar, but does anyone say anything in the Kedusha when you say Kesi Yudin L'Chashem L'Kedem Malachim Hamoni Malam Amchitzor Kibbutz Emata? Why is it mentioning over there the Malachim together with?
But what does it just say? It just says we're all praising Hashem, just like the Malachim praise Hashem. We're praising it with them. That's just meant to inspire us.
Right. So it's the same thing. You know, I'm going to Malachim. It's no different than going to Tzadik. You know, it's just like
by Kesser, we're not going to Malachim.
No, we're going to Kesser.
We're saying Hashem, we and the Malachim are praising you.
Right, just like Malachim over there, we are here. So it's the same thing, just like I go to Tzadik, just like I go to
Okay, but there's still a difference between addressing them and just saying Hashem, we and the Malachim are for you. That's different than going to a Malach and saying, please bring my tefillah. Right, we dive it together. That's supposed to inspire us. It's supposed to inspire us. One final point related to this issue is the final point of that same Shuvah of Rav Moshe, where he explains the Das HaMatirim. Rav Moshe doesn't paskin, he just says both svaris for both sides. Not for the Rambam. But again, Das HaMatirim, Sheyogamkin Ga'one Olam, right? The ones who wrote the Slichas also were Rabbanan. Mukhrachin Lomar. Tekiva Tehei Malachim Shenisbanu Me'Hashem Yisbarach Shiyusanigorim Aleinu Lufana Ve'ezatam. Hashem created this system of prosecutors and defense attorneys. So it's built in that we could do it. It's built in. You're right. If it was Stamazoi, some Malach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the system of Sanigorim and Kategorim. And if he created the system, he obviously, and even though he knows everything that we're going to say, he obviously wants us to use them. If he created this system of prosecutors and defense attorneys in Shemayim, so he says, Lochein Shaykh Shinavakshim Shiyasu Shlichusam Ba'ava. It must be that he wants us to use them. V'yosiva gam bakasha levad. Besides the fact that they're going to defend us anyway, so he says it's not such a far stretch for us to say to them, please defend us. Because it's built into the systems of their Moshe. He doesn't say that this would work for the Rambam. But at least he says another basis for saying it. So Lamaisa, again, whatever one's minhagid, there is basis. Again, the pashas of the Rambam is that he would not agree. Rav Mincha Zasher assumes that he would, and Rav Moshe has that other answer. Yeah.
That provided that all the power really comes from Hashem.
Right, right. As long as we know that all the power comes from Hashem. Avodah Zarah is when we start ascribing any power to the being itself, to the angel itself, to the Rebbe itself. Right? We also believe that any koach that any person has comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't deify people either. So this is the issue of davening to Malachim and to Mesim. Again, I was asked about the time. Again, there are many sources that Slichas is supposed to give us Rachamim. The first half of the night is Din. So many, many sources say that it is inappropriate to daven to say Slichas the first half of the night. It's better to say it in the morning before Shacharis. You know, after Chatzos is already Rachamim. So that's fine. But to again, the only heter is you find a tshuva for Moshe, where Moshe writes in a city where there would be no other minion and Slichas would be mevutal. So then Rav Moshe says, this Shas HaTchak, let's say you have a city where you have 10 old men that go to a minion. That's the only minion in town. And if you don't have Slichas at night, then it would be Batel. So Rav Moshe says, okay, I'll allow you this year, Shas HaTchak, to do it. But I haven't found in print, I don't know, I'm sure maybe it's out there, you know, many of those who go to the 10 p.m. minyanim, when they have vacations, they get up at 5 a.m. to make a flight. So again, it's not something that, well, you know, so we're going to be tired. But we have to get up earlier in the morning. You don't have to say it at 12:45 at night. You can say it in the morning before every minion. 8 o'clock in the morning is better, because at least that's not din. You know, you want to go on to 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock minion. That's better than saying it at 10 o'clock at night. Really, Rav Avadya Yosef screams about this. You know, many of them are Farshim. The Mishnah Brura says it shouldn't be done. The only exception to the rule of saying Slichas at night is one day a year. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we say Slichas at night. But that's lamalam in azman. That's not. There's no din on the first half of Yom Kippur. It's all rachamim. So that's. But again, that's something actually that I was going to end off with. And that is, it's interesting that in slichus we start off every slichus with kelarach apayim, and then we get into kel melach yoshev. The first one is always kelarach apayim, but on Yom Kippur we go straight to kel melach yoshev. Right, Yom Kippur night after Kol Nidre, no kelarach apayim, just straight into kel melach yoshev kizay rachamim. Right, so what's the explanation? So I saw here somebody quotes that that because usually the Yud Gimel Midos is ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to switch from the Kisei Shel Din to Kisei Shel Rachamim. Kel Melech Yoshev Kisei Rachamim. So we can't say Kel Melech Yoshev until we say the Yud Gimel Midos one time. Once we said that, then we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're on the Kisei Shel Rachamim. That's why generally Slichus, we start off Keler Chapayim, right? We say the other paragraph, and then we say Yigo Momidos, and then the next time we say Kamalach Yoshev. But on Yom Kippur night, it's all Rachamim. It's all Rachamim. Right? It's not Yom Adin anymore. It's all Rachamim. So that's why Yom Kippur, we don't even have to say, we could go right into Kamalach Yoshev, like he said Rachamim, from the beginning, from Kol Nidre, all the way through Ne'ilah. So Beth Hashem, we should be zochet to have a meaningful Slichus period. So remember, let's try to look at the Slichus a little bit beforehand. And Beth Hashem, on Motzi Shabbos, before Slichus, we'll talk about the midah of Ma'avir al Midosav. That's what we are going to talk about on 12:15 a.m. on Motzei Shabbos. Okay. The Magen Avraham calls the first day of Slichus the first day of the Yom Noran. Magen Avraham says that. Okay.